This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 161, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, this is the Roots Rock Radio Show number 161 for the summer of 2013. My name is Richard Taylor and I'll be your Roots Rock guide for the next hour or so. You can email me if you'd like, richard@rrradio.com. So what have you all been up to? I hope everyone is enjoying their summer from your special place on the globe. The weather's been pretty typical on the east coast of the USA. July was hot, and so far August is more tolerable. We've had a few picnics around here, doing the normal yard work, grass mowing and other things. But all in all, this summer has been anything but ordinary around Roots Rock Radio headquarters. For the last 3 to 4 months, I've been planning a kitchen remodel. First, tearing out my old kitchen, and then installing a brand new one. The kitchen time machine is in progress, changing from 1966 to 2013. So in the 90s, I used to install commercial kitchens in Washington, D.C., so I'm well versed in what is required to do this kitchen remodel. The remodel itself changes the entire look of the kitchen and main dining room area. It has occupied all of my free time. I should be completely finished sometime in mid-September. During this remodel, one thing I've been reminded of, being a homeowner, means there is always something that needs done. A new closet shelf, a minor roof repair, painting this or that, and in this case, a complete tear out and remodel of the kitchen. Major remodel. Listener email. Hello, Richard. I've been listening to your podcast for the past 4 years. I have most shows from 96 onward on MP3 CDs, which I listen to in my car, much better than local radio. Your shows and your low-key but sincere banter have accompanied me on many a drive. I've also bought quite a few CDs from artists I discovered on your show. In short, your work has been a real inspiration. However, I can't help notice that you've been off the air for a little while now. So I hope you are all right. Normally at this time, you would be telling us about your summer barbecues. I know we are enjoying ours over here. So I have to tell you that I miss your show. Whatever is going on, I hope you are well and just too busy to keep producing your shows for the moment. All the best. Thank you for your good work. Hope to hear you again soon. Andy from France. Yep, I emailed Andy back and told him that I'd just been super occupied remodeling my kitchen over the summer. It's been like 4 months and I'm finally finishing up now, which is why this show is being done. There'll be more shows this fall and, of course, our annual Christmas show. Stay tuned. So rock and roll is not to be found in popular media these days, especially on the radio. But that's exactly why you're listening to this podcast. I don't like much of the music that's played on the radio in 2013, and I haven't liked it for many years. The bands we play on the Roots Rock Radio Show are a perfect example that real rock and roll is still alive and kicking. Make sure you support them. See their shows, buy their songs on iTunes or buy their CDs, or just shoot them an email to let them know that you appreciate them. In 1960, they were Ivan Jay and the J-Cats. Later, the J-Men and the J-Birds. And even changed their name to the Blues Yard. Who were they? Answer later in the show. First up, Spanking Charlene. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com.
Things ain't what used to be. First you're blind and you think you can't see. Get back to, man, I gotta get back to. Go! She liked punk rock, she seemed so cool. Hear this stuff, man, I gotta hear this stuff. When things were new, when things were new, when things were new, I knew that you'd forgive me too. Forgive me too, forgive me too. Never run with you. she had a New Year. Cherry vanilla. Cherry, she's a small Boston umbrella. Cherry got a spot on Broadway. After that, it was films, they were just okay. Seriously, won't you please? I wanna be a bona fide star. I wanna ride in a Chevy car. I'll do anything, even get on my knees. No matter what it takes, I wanna go far, so far. Now Sherry says she's hard and fast. She's holding tight, she's hoping that it will last.
Just heard Raz. We heard their tune, Cherry Vanilla. Raz is one of my all-time favorite rock and roll bands. They recently had a reunion at the 930 Club in Washington, D.C. You can see videos of Raz in 2013 on my website, richardtaylor.tv. Before that, we heard The Proof. We heard their tune, Dangerous Man. On the web, www.paulcoxband.com/The-proof. Before that, we heard Patty Hirschifter. We heard their tune, Break Everything. On the web, myspace.com/Patty Hirschifter, from Raleigh, North Carolina. And opening the set, we heard from New York City, Spanking Charlene. When Things Were New. On the web, spankingcharlene.com. In 1960, Pete Best auditioned to become the Silver Beatles drummer and was asked to travel to Hamburg, Germany for the band's next set of dates. Before leaving for Hamburg, the Silver Beatles changed their name to simply The Beatles, which was inspired by Buddy Holly and the Crickets. In 1968, Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, John Paul Jones, and John Bonham played together for the first time when they rehearsed at a studio in Gerrard Street in London's West End. The first song they played was a version of The Train Kept A-Rollin'. They also played Smokestack Lightning and a version of I'm Confused, soon to become Dazed and Confused. The first live dates they played were as the Yardbirds, and it was not until the following month when they started to use the name Led Zeppelin. Speaking of Led Zeppelin, there's a new documentary out by filmmaker Jeff Krulik called Led Zeppelin Played Here, about whether or not Led Zeppelin played at the Wheaton Youth Center on one of their very first gigs. I saw it recently at the Frederick Film Festival, Frederick, Maryland. It's quite entertaining. Jeff Krulik is the director, producer for the cult film Heavy Metal Parking Lot. Next up, the Yehus. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
No matter what you say, no matter what you don't, what we have left isn't what we want. We
Just heard the Hollyfelds. We heard Hey 52 on the web, thehollyfelds.com. Before that, we heard Annie Keating, A Little Too Long, on the web, anniekeating.com. Before that, we heard Dog Society. We heard their tune, Being Here, on the web, dogsociety.tv. And opening the set, we heard the Yayhoos, Between You and Me on the web, Yahoos, YAYHOOS.com. So I'm using the brand new app from Apple, Logic Pro X, to record this podcast. I used to use Logic Pro 9 and Digital Performer, but Logic Pro X is a giant step up from Logic Pro 9. So far, I'm really liking it. In 1952, the original version of Hound Dog, made famous by Elvis Presley, was recorded by Willie Mae, Big Mama Thornton. It would become the first hit for the songwriting team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. It went on to top the Billboard R&B charts for 7 weeks, selling nearly 2 million copies. That's incredible from the 1950s. And in 1964, Manfred Mann were at number one on the UK singles chart with Doo Wah Diddy. Doo Wah Diddy was originally recorded in 1963 by the American vocal group The Exciters. I've never heard that version. Next up, Doug Cohen and the Basics. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
I will know where to start. since I fell for you. Not sure what to do since I fell for you. If you fell from my arms, I might fall apart. A breath we are held, not sure I can tell. And tonight we might fall at the end of it all. A burning light to get through the night. But I knew from the start I might fall apart, that I might lose you. Since I fell for you, not sure what to do. Since I fell for you, since I fell for you, not sure what to do. Since I fell for you. I might fall apart. Never worked out a plan. Washed away like the sand. Oh, the worst I could do is not trust in you. If I fall apart, I won't know where to start. Since I fell for you, not sure what to do. Since I fell for you, since I fell for you, not sure what to do. Since I fell for you. If you fell from my arms, I might fall apart. A breath we are held, not sure I can tell. Tonight we might fall at the end of it all. A burning light to get through the night. But I knew from the start I might fall apart, that I might lose you. Since I fell for you, not sure what to do. Since I fell for you, since I fell for you, not sure what to do. Since I fell for you, since I fell for you, not sure what to do. Since I fell for you.
Thank you. up to 11. It's a lovely afternoon before this day is through. Well, I'll be holding you right in my
Just heard No Barbers Required. You heard their tune Too Rowdy for Your Crowd. On the web, myspace.com, No Barbers Required. Before that, we heard Biv and the Mnemonics, The Umbrella Song. On the web, bivband.com. Before that, we heard Walt Cronin. You heard his tune Since I Fell. On the web, thegousters.com. And opening the set, we heard Doug Cohen and the Basics. We heard their tune, 20 Years. On the web, facebook.com, Doug Cohen and the Basics. We will be doing our annual Roots Rock Radio Christmas show in early December this year. So if you're a Roots Rock band, send in your Christmas songs. It can be a cover, although originals are preferred. Contact me, Richard, at rrradio.com. Leslie West of Mountain fame has a new album coming out in October. It's called Still Climbing. Who was the band in 1960 known as Ivan J and the J-Cats, 10 years after? I had no idea they were around since 1960. So there you have it, another Roots Rock Radio show. Until the next show, this is Richard Taylor, signing off.